Builder Supply Outlet.
The top five at five on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Very exciting stuff. Checking in at
number five.
Thank you. Thank you, Orion. Appreciate it. All right, let's see here. What is number five? Here it is. Prosecutors in Baltimore have decided to drop all the charges against the remaining officers in the death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray while in police custody. The prosecution had brought up charges on six officers for their roles in the death of Gray last April. Three of them were acquitted by a judge, and one ended in a mistrial. State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby says despite the outcome of the trials, she stands by the decision to prosecute.
What I've learned through this experience is that every battle, every hurdle, every obstacle that we've overcome since the pursuit of these cases has brought us one step closer to equality, and that any and every step towards equality in our justice system is well worth fighting for. Although no small task, justice is always worth the price paid for its pursuit. You see, in spite of the fact that the verdicts didn't go in our favor, there have been many gains throughout this journey to ensure that what happened to Freddie Gray never happens to another person that comes into contact with police.
I don't understand what happened there.
What do you mean you don't understand that? I mean, the guy broke his neck in the police van, right?
Yes. Well, I understand what happened there. What I don't understand is what point she's trying to make. She dropped the charges. She stands by her idea to prosecute in this case, but then says that it was a victory, even though she had dropped the charges. I'm not sure I understand how all of that jives.
I don't know how you claim that as a victory. I really don't.
So.
But the Baltimore mayor is front and center here at the DNC. She had a big part in the roll call and came to be known by the nation because of that exact case, the way she took the podium and really manage the riots that had broken out in her city.
Well, my guess is she's probably back in Baltimore right now, which is, you know, less than 2 hours away from here.
Sure.
So my guess would be that if I were the mayor of that town, given what has happened here, I probably would head back.
Probably a good time to do that.
That's just me. Checking in at
number four.
Donald Trump is denying that his campaign could have something to do with the DNC email hack. It's been tied to Russia, right? At a press conference in Doral, Florida, of course, at Trump International.
Oh, that's not Mar-a-Lago. That's
no, it's Doral. He developed the city of Doral. Doral used to be a neighborhood, and they incorporated, and they made themselves their own city, and he's essentially the de facto mayor of Doral. So he's already got he's got executive experience. He's got that going for him.
He does?
Yep. And he said, hey, I don't have business ties to Russia.
No, I have nothing to do with Russia. I have, John, how many times do I have to say it? Are you a smart man? I have nothing to do with Russia. What do I have to do with Russia? You know, the closest I came to Russia, I bought a house a number of years ago in Palm Beach, Florida. Palm Beach is a very expensive place. It was a man who went bankrupt.
Oh, God.
And I bought the house for $40 million. And I sold it to a Russian for $100 million, including brokerage commissions. So I sold it. So I bought it for 40. I sold it for 100 to a Russian. That was a number of years ago. I guess probably I sell condos to Russians. Okay?
He can't help himself.
I can't.
It's just the ego speaks first.
Thanks.
And he also tweeted out, for the record, I have zero investments in Russia.
But the Miss Universe pageant, he did it in Russia, and he was courting them.
I'm trying to make sense of it, Ro.
I just want to know, does the IRS know that, was there a capital gain on that? Why don't we see that in the taxes? Can we see the taxes, please? What just happened there?
I haven't seen the taxes yet.
All right, there's more.
I don't think he respects Clinton. I don't think Putin has any respect whatsoever for Clinton. I think he does respect me. And I hope I get along great with him. It's possible that we won't, Jeremy. I hope that we get along great with Putin, because it would be great to have Russia with a good relationship. Right now, we don't have a good relationship. Putin has said things over the last year that are really bad things, okay? He mentioned the N-word one time. I was shocked to hear him mention the N-word. You know what the N-word is, right? He mentioned it. I was shocked.
Okay.
What was that?
There was, in some sort of discussion, but you know, it's translatable and all that. I mean, look, that's not good. Putin's not a good guy. He's not a good guy, but he seems to be okay with a guy who thinks he's okay, no matter how bad the guy who he thinks is okay. And again, the
okay.
Okay. He does a lot of sighing now, I've noticed. He does a lot of into the microphone.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I can do it, okay? All right, wait, there's more.
But it would be interesting to see. I will tell you this. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press. Let's see if that happens. That'll be next.
See, I read that as I hope he's asking Russia to help.
But I think there's another way of reading it. Michael Steele, the former chair of the RNC, was on with us earlier. He just said, well, look, if you're presuming that Russia is already behind this hack and maybe other hacks, then they would already have the emails, so go ahead and release them. I don't know if he was goading them into rehacking or hacking
Doesn't
for the
matter.
First time. As the
It's
case
saying, hey, if you're listening, you've got them, give them up. Which then they do. He'll see. That's a mistake on his part because, A, it's read, you know, in the two ways, one of which being pretty bad that he's asking them to react. But then if you take even your line of interpretation,
on that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then what you end up with is the minute they do that, it'll be like, well, Russia does whatever Trump wants them to do. So that's not so good. Wait, there's one more.
As far as the tax returns, as soon as the audit's complete, like any lawyer would tell you, Greta Van Susteren, she was going over it a while ago. She's a lawyer. She said, well, no lawyer would let somebody release a tax return when they're under audit. It's a routine audit. I've gone through audits, which I think is very unfair, for 15 years. I have friends that are very rich. They never get audited. I'm audited every year. Maybe that's because of politics. Who knows?
Or
you've seen that. It's not like there isn't a history of that, auditing right. The IRS and conservative groups.
Although if you're clean on audits, you get a 3-year pass.
How do you know that, Ro?
Because it's happened. So, I don't exactly have the kind of thing going that Trump's got going, but you know, I spent some time in the in the audit booth. Yeah, a little silent booth.
It's comfy, I'm sure.
Yes, exactly. By the way, I just want to say that my IRS auditor looks great. She just got
beautiful human being.
Beautiful human being. She's wonderful. She just recently got a haircut. Mm-hmm. She looks great. I think she's lost some weight.
And then there is this. Get the stories that make the city with unlimited digital access to award-winning Chicago Tribune News. Become a member today, chicagotribune.com.
See, Kev's all talking about Indiana. Oh, it's a state that works. I'm like, hey, Illinois, up for amazing? I'm selling Joliet. And that's not good on a date either, Kevin. I just want
Why
to
not?
Tell you, I've tried that on some dates recently.
Joliet. You talk Joliet?
Yeah, like to talk up Joliet like that. And
hey,
it's
have
like,
you ever been to Joliet?
Yeah. And then I generally also get the same as Kev does when he's trying
not
to.
Not so good.
He'll be right back.
Yeah, wait. She's coming right back.
She must
don't
have just
worry
forgot something at her place.
Yeah. She's going to check out Joliet.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
So excited
I kind of wanted
it.
To go with you for that. All right, the top 5-5 continues. Check it in at
number 3.
What is going on with the Dallas Cowboys defensive end Randy Gregory's drug suspension? It's the latest in a series of drug bans levied by the NFL. Following the suspensions of fellow defensive players Rolando McClain and DeMarcus Lawrence, on First Take this morning, Stephen A. Smith, never shy with controversy.
No, he's not.
Decided to tee off.
The Dallas Cowboys stink. Flat out stink. They're pathetic, okay? And I'm not joking. This is just an embarrassment of the highest order, and I'm wondering when the NFL is going to intervene, whether they take over the human resources department or do something, because most organizations would do something. Most governing bodies would do something if they had serial offenders of multitudes of violations. They would say, to hell with it. We ain't leaving it up to you anymore. You're sullying our brand, our product. We need to do something about it.
Well, Stephen A., why?
They're an absolute joke. And this is the latest example of it. Randy Gregory can't stay off the weed. Everywhere you turn, this team gets headlines. They steal headlines all the damn time.
This is
the weed.
Yeah, he got pretty excited about it. Four, and he failed four NFL drug tests?
Well, he failed a drug test at the NFL Combine, the draft combine, when they're analyzing every part of
you. Right out of the
you.
Gates.
Yeah, and the Cowboys still took a flyer at him because coming out of the draft, he was very highly touted skill-wise, but he had a sketchy pass, and he failed a drug test, and the Cowboys were like, that's all right, we'll take him in the second round. Sort of backfired, facing his third suspension now.
The weed!
For what?
The weed!
Got it.
All right, checking in at
number two.
Oh, mercifully, we appear headed toward a conclusion of the bachelorette drama surrounding Aaron Rodgers.
Thank God.
That is the brother of his brother. Right.
Yeah, well, Jordan, I think his name is. Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Has been embroiled in a controversy. And comments from Jordan talking about...
I could have kept playing, but football didn't define me. And not having a great relationship with my brother Aaron or what people think that relationship should be didn't define me. Yeah, I just wanted you to know where I'm coming from with that. Because I care about you so much. Yeah, I don't want to mess it up.
Yeah,
Rowan and I could have went pro too, but you know, football doesn't define me.
You don't want it to define you, right. Kevin. Yeah. Right. It just doesn't go well.
You know what defines this doofus is reality television.
You know what?
I gave up a football career so I could go on a dating show.
I should reevaluate myself. I was on a dating game show
you
as
were
well.
Yeah.
We're in the same spot.
Well, now Aaron
Rodgers.
Don't
let it define you.
Aaron Rodgers is going to define this right now. He's weighing in on the controversy and letting everyone know that he, you know what? This he doesn't watch this show.
I haven't seen the show, to be honest with you. So it hasn't really affected me a whole lot. As far as those kind of things go, I've always found that it's a little inappropriate you know, to talk publicly about some family matters. So yeah. I'm not going to speak on those things, but I wish him well in the competition.
Yeah,
that's
the deal, right? He said, my brother won't talk to me anymore, man. And then JoJo's all upset because she goes back and she's talking to the other Rogers siblings. Like,
now, how's Aaron? When's the last time you talked to Aaron?
Right. And
what's Aaron up to?
Well, the other siblings talk to him. And this
he
guy doesn't talk to him. Because why? Because he's on a national television show going, hey, I could have played football too, but my brother won't talk to me anymore.
They had a pass, though, too.
Yeah.
They were very,
I'll bet.
Not on a good page.
And finally,
number one.
All right, yesterday, the Funny or Die website posted a clip of the future First Lady doing her best to coax an endorsement for her husband out of Ted Cruz. The sketch stars Gina Gershon as Melania, who's been tasked by her husband to seduce Cruz into giving Donald his support. Oh boy.
That can't go well.
No.
Hello, is this the Senator Edward Cruz from the country of Texas? It is I, Melania Trump, the future First Lady of the United States of America of America. Donald does not know that I am calling you. Not because he cares that it is you, it's because he doesn't like me to use the telephone. Can I tell you a political secret, Peggy? I've always found you quite sexy. I need your endorsement for Donald. I know Donald made that statement that he won't accept your endorphins now. But you should still give them to him, no? So, sweetheart, how did I do?
You're so perfect.
Nice Sense of America, America.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's great. All right. You know what? I got nothing else to say.
No.
The top five at five.